It's time for Fevzi Turkalp now, who has been our wonderful guide to technology throughout the year, and we hope very much will be so again next year. Thank you, Fevzi, for everything you've brought to our attention, from wonderful gadgets to psychological conundrums as to how life's going to be in the future and everything in between. Thank you. Before I forget
You're
my manners.
You're welcome. The pleasure is mine. Thank you so much.
Well, we'd like a lot more, please, in 2023. And we can hear that your voice is a bit different today already, even in that one phrase there, Fevzi.
Yeah, I've become a little bit deeper.
and we never thought of all things that could happen, did we now? Are you a poorly boy?
Yeah, I think I've got some sort of bug. Luckily not COVID. I've done a test, no. So it's not that, but maybe just a cold.
Well, thank you for not standing us up. We've got a whole list of stuff here. Is this kind of your best of, or what's the
thing
today?
I just really some of the best technology around. A lot of it is from the last year, but some of it predates it, but it's still, you know, things that are to be recommended. So it's six items, so I thought we could maybe just do three and three quite quickly.
Yeah, let's do three and three quite quickly. You think we never met before? We can't seem to have a conversation. Right, what's your first one?
My brain is frazzled. I'm so sorry. So computers are changing, and new computers are very expensive. We've seen, you know, a lot of manufacturers hike their prices because of the fall in the pound against the US dollar, and all these things are ultimately priced in dollars. Mm. And the more recent computers also tend not to be upgradable. I mean, if you look at the new Apple Mac computers, and of course iPads as well, they're not upgradable at all. And a lot of people now are finding that their computers are... the existing ones are not quite up to snuff, and it's a lot of money for a new one. So I wanted to look at upgrading an aging computer. In fact, you could actually get a basic one, new basic one, and upgrade it as well. Mm. So there's a website called Crucial, uk.crucial.com. Others exist. But the reason I like Crucial is the consumer brand for a company called Micron, and Micron is one of the main manufacturers of computer storage. So when you get an Apple computer or you get a Hewlett Packard and so forth, often it has Crucial RAM inside it already. But the really nice thing about it is that upgrading, choosing the right items, is difficult, you know, to know what to do. And what they've got on the uk.crucial.com website is you can actually just go onto the website using the computer that you want to upgrade. You allow it to scan your computer, and it tells you what storage possibilities are there for you and what RAM. So RAM is the working storage. Yeah, this is the more RAM you have, the more tabs you can have open in your browser and so forth. Whereas what we call storage used to be hard drives, now SSDs, are available as well. So there's these two different types of upgrade that you can do. And particularly with older machines, they will tend to have hard disk drives in them, you know, the old rotating disk drives in them. And those things will not only are slow, but they will die. And if you've got a hard disk drive, it means that it's already a number of years old, and it's not a question of if it dies, but when it dies. So actually, and these things are getting so cheap now, these upgrades. You know, you don't need to go for the, you know, highest 4 terabyte capacity. You can get upgrades now for like £40, whereas even a year ago you were talking about £100 plus. Mm. So despite the plummeting of the pound, so it's a good thing. 4.5 stars out of 5, uk.crucial.com. And once you've used the scanner, they guarantee compatibility, so that if there's any problems, if there's any problems, then they will refund you.
I guess I know the answer to this question, but the fact that you can't upgrade the modern ones, are they cynically, deliberately built in obsolescence to make us buy again then? Or is there some more honourable reason as to why it doesn't work anymore?
It's a little bit of both. So 2 years ago, Apple kicked out Intel from its computers, you know, so they were using Intel chips up to 2 years ago, and they went with their own chips, and their own chips are integrated. They've got, you know, everything on a single chip, so the memory, the storage, everything. Now, there are benefits to that in terms of speed, And it wouldn't be so bad if, I don't just want to lay into Apple here, but Apple in particular, charge stupid amounts of money for the upgrade. So what they do is they will sell you a very basic machine for not an unreasonable cost, but then you realize that that's too basic. The RAM and the storage is too little. And then as soon as you try and upgrade it, you soon find the price of the machine doubles.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, so, there we are. Yeah. So that answers my question.
So, but also it's to do with performance and integration. So if you don't have things in sockets, you can make them smaller. But it does mean that you have to buy as much storage and as much RAM as you need from the outset, which is expensive. Right.
I butted in just as you were launching into your Google Pixel 7.
So this is interesting. So there's two new Pixel 7s. There's a Pixel 7 and the Pixel 7 Pro. These are the smartphones from Google themselves. Google, of course, make the Android operating system. But they produce these flagship phones. And what's really interesting, particularly the 7 rather than 7 Pro, both are good. Mm. But the 7 is particularly good value for money. I mean, it's about £450, there or thereabouts. She's not cheap, but it's essentially a flagship phone. So if you were to buy a flagship phone from another manufacturer, let's say an iPhone, you'd be spending double that. And I like these devices, not just because they've got great hardware, they do, nice screens, good cameras, but also because they have a lot of the artificial intelligence built into it. Google is one of the leaders in artificial intelligence, and it has features built into it that go beyond just, it's got this resolution of the camera and this size of screen and so forth, but it can do some very smart things, and particularly with photography, you can just remove things from the background, remove people that you don't want anymore in your photos. What used to be the case, we used to cut them out with scissors.
Oh, yeah.
And now you can do some really interesting things. And things like if you've got motion blur in your picture, it uses AI to get rid of the motion blur. And they used to say you can't add in detail that isn't there, right? That was always the thing, garbage in, garbage out. But now with AI, it can, if it understands what it's looking at, if it understands what the picture is, it can start to actually improve things in a way that wasn't possible before. So Google Pixel 7, 4.5 stars out of 5, an excellent flagship smartphone, less than half the price of some of its competitors.
Very good. Okay. And also, I'll preempt by saying another high scorer, is it Withings or Withings Sleep Analyzer?
Withings, yeah. So Withings make connected devices. So they do the sleep analyzer, they do thermometers, they do bathroom scales. All these things are internet connected. They have bathroom scales that tell you the weather. So when you're going to go for a walk, you see it on your
busy multitasking executive, two things at once.
But the sleep analyzer is really, really important. It allows you to monitor things that, if your heart rate is normal whilst you're sleeping, what the quality of your sleep is. Are you in deep sleep? Are you in REM sleep? Or are you only in light sleep? And it allows you to determine whether you have... A lot of people have a condition called sleep apnea, which is a condition where people stop breathing. And if people, particularly if they sleep on their own, they may never know that they've got it. And the reason why that's important is because it's associated with other heart conditions like atrial fibrillation, where people have fluctuations in their heartbeat. So this is really good. Now, some of this thing can be done on a smartwatch, but I always have a problem with that, is that I wear my smartwatch during the day, and I used to charge it up overnight. Mm. But now I'm trying to monitor my sleep overnight, and I'm using it to monitor other things during the day. When do I get to charge it? And I often end up losing, activity information and sleep tracking information on the smartwatch. Whereas this thing is just a little pad that goes underneath the mattress. It's very unobtrusive. It's very, very clever. It's remarkable that something that fits under, even a 14-inch mattress, thick mattress, can monitor your breathing and so forth, and it does, and it does a really good job. And I've looked at this sleep analyzer before, and I actually think it's a easily a best of breed product for sleep analysis. And people do find that they have problems, and even if they don't have a diagnosable illness, and hopefully, you know, one doesn't, you can actually find that it will tell you, for example, that you may be sleeping, but you're in shallow sleep, and you need to improve your sort of what they call sleep hygiene, your sleeping habits, to actually, because shallow sleep is not restorative. Only REM sleep and deep sleep is restorative. So, for example, there's evidence now that we need to have 7 or 8 hours of sleep horizontally a night in order to prevent things like Alzheimer's disease, because you get the buildup of things called amyloid B in the brain, and you actually need, the brain gets literally, you get brainwashed. Your spinal fluid flows into your brain and washes it away. But if you don't have, and that process takes 7 or 8 hours, is possibly why we need 7 or 8 hours sleep. And it only works if you're lying down, as you can imagine, literally washes over your brain. So if you're not getting good sleep, you may think you are, you may be sleeping sufficiently, but not getting quality sleep. This will tell you, and it will make intelligent suggestions.
Well, I had no idea, four and a half out of five, you said, didn't you?
Yeah.
I had no idea until today that brainwashing was anything other than metaphorical. So that's interesting in itself. Meanwhile, and if you want to follow Fevzi more closely, you can get his podcasts for free on gadgetdetective.com or on one of the many ways in which you get most of your podcast. We're halfway through his roundup of the year. We've got as far as the Soundcore Anchor Motion Boom Plus Bluetooth speaker. That's a long name.
Oh, no, not to be confused with the Boom, which is a smaller device. So this is arguably one of the best Bluetooth speakers on the market today for various reasons. It is my favourite. I don't know if you can see the picture of it. It's kind of like tube shape with a built-in handle, and it even has a shoulder strap.
Very cool looking. Designed, I like it. Yeah.
It's designed, it's designed for outdoor use. It's IP67, which means it's got a good level of both waterproofing and dustproofing. And I've seen one of these, whilst they've been playing, being thrown into a lake. And it floats and it continues to play.
That sounds like a waterproof watch. Even if I owned one, I probably generally wouldn't take it into the water, just in case. Do you know what I mean?
No, but it just means that if you get caught out in a storm or something, you've got a good chance of it surprising. So in terms of the output, it's got 80 watts of power, which is huge for something portable, and yet it can still play for 20 hours on a single charge. The charging port is a Type-C port, a USB-C, which is much better than the oldest type of ports because it means you can charge more quickly using one of these ports. It's got a custom EQ as well, which is great because you can actually modify the frequency response of it, which is great. Bluetooth 5.3, which is pretty much the latest incarnation of Bluetooth, that means that the range is better the power usage is less. So that's one of the reasons you get this very good performance out of it. The list price on it is $189.99. I've noticed today it's currently on sale for $139.99, so £50 off. It's not cheap, but it's the best of its type. If you want to get a cheaper version of it, there's the Motion Boom as opposed to the Motion Boom Plus, which is also very good, I have to say. 4 stars out of 5.
Now next you want to big up some accessories.
Yeah, so this one, I didn't want to just pick one in particular, but I just wanted to give some praise to Logitech in particular, and other brands exist, but this is quite interesting. They make mice, they make keyboards, they make cases for iPads, and what I've noticed is that the quality of them is literally second to none, such that when I use an iPad or when I use a Mac, for example, I'll use their keyboards over the Apple versions. They are actually better and cheaper, and the design is better. Yeah, and that's saying something, because Apple obviously well known for that. The only benefit that you can't get with Logitech at the moment on the keyboards is the Touch ID button. At the moment, that's only available on Apple-branded keyboards. So Touch ID is, you know, like you get a fingerprint reader on an iPhone or an iPad. Mm. You get it on the keyboard, and you can unlock your your computer in that way, or you can do transactions in that way just as you can with a smartphone. That at the moment is a technology that's only with Apple, but other things that you can just do, you know, the case that they have for the iPad is remarkable. And I've noticed that in one of Apple's very latest cases, they've copied Logitech's design. And they've got a very good version of the Apple Pencil again, which is cheaper and better as right. well. So generally speaking, at least 4 stars out of 5, really just worth checking out for Mac, PC and iPad. And particularly I like with the keyboards and mice, they have the ability, they have like a switch on them, 3-position switch, where you can actually control 3 different devices. You could use the mouse and keyboard on your iPad, say, on your Windows PC and on your Mac, and you can even drag and drop things between those PCs. So I could take a document file off a Windows PC, and I could drag it onto the screen of my Mac and onto my iPad, okay. which is kind of remarkable. Yeah. So you don't get that with Apple. Finally, if you're in desperate need of a gift, and you know it's now hours to Christmas, and the chance of getting something delivered in time is not great, a subscription. So there's a service called Readly.
Poor old Fevs.
I know. There is a subscription service called Readly. So Readly.
Yeah.
And you can think of it as Netflix is to films, Readly is to magazines. So you get digital magazines, digital versions of well-known magazines, thousands of them available. And it's a subscription. You usually pay about $9.99 per calendar month, but you can switch off the subscription anytime you want to. And you can often get deals on them, like, a free month or 2 months or 3 months. So it's worth checking that out. You could, if you wanted to be really mean about it, just give someone the 1 month free subscription.
Yes, I wouldn't recommend that myself, but
any subscription you give is going to be limited, right? It's not going to be a lifelong one.
Even so,
if you can find a particularly good deal, then it's great. But I
you
really
sound like,
like
you sound
it
like Christine in Two Doors Down. I don't know if you ever watched that that sitcom on the telly.
I haven't seen it. Just
what she would do. Anyway, sorry, carry on. It was a Christmas special last night. It was lovely. Carry on.
Oh, I missed it. So I used to buy a lot of magazines, in particular technology magazines, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
That's one of the ways in which I used to get a lot of knowledge, you know. And it was always a problem because I'd literally have stacks and stacks and stacks of magazines. And then I'd have to go through this sort of cull. Anything that was over 6 months old, I'd get rid of it, but I'd cut out the articles I still wanted to keep. And it was time-consuming and awful. And this is really great for various reasons. First of all, you get everything. Yeah, everything that, you know, not just the ones that you're interested in, but also the other things that maybe you haven't thought to read about. And I love it because one of the things I like to do is just spend a few days getting to know everything I can about a new subject, something that I don't know anything about. Right. And this is a really good way of actually doing that. You know, you just, you may be a sort of real newbie at, you know, whatever it is, but it doesn't matter because you very quickly pick up the slang, the nomenclature, and you can learn very quickly. So I love it. It doesn't take up space. The magazines are searchable, so you can search across all the magazines. So if you want to, you know, review of a particular product, or you want to read about some form of psychology or whatever it is, you can just search for it. It's great. And also some of the magazines, but not all of them, have got text-to-speech capability, so the magazine can be read to you, which I love. I'm kind of lazy these days. I tend to have things read to me when I'm sort of lying in bed or whatever. I kind of like that.
Very good.
So there you are. Four stars out of five.
I know you never give 5 stars, but I'm going to give you 5 for your contributions this year at the very least.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much.
I could go 6, I would, but it's not allowed. Wish you well. have a quiet day tomorrow and get 100% soon, Fevzy, and we'll talk a lot more, no doubt, in 2023.